Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I am so excited to be here. I hope you guys had a great weekend, whatever you did. I hope life is treating you well. I want to let you know that we are live, and it is the 19th of the month of December, of course, and it is also about 11 a.m. Pacific time. This is my last show of the year. Can you believe it? I personally cannot, but here we are. So I want to let you know that I'm over in the chat room, and you can find that by heading over to 12radio.com and clicking on the chat button. You can also find me live streaming this event. You can find that over at... I'm sidetracked, and you'll find out why soon. you can find that over at YouTube or Facebook, Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic. So that's the way to find me. And I am, as I speak, adding a bunch of photos to the chat room because today is the holiday giveaway show. I'm so excited about it. So I wanted to put all the pictures of what I'm giving away today in the chat room for those of you that are not in the live stream, so that you'll be able to see it. And know what we're talking about. Otherwise, in the live, I'll be showing everything off. So don't worry about that one bit. But that's what I'm working on here real quick. Just want to make sure I get that done. And you might hear a little Nelly whining and bawling in the background. That's our Basset Hound. What is her problem? Well, her mother's outside. Mars is out hanging balls in the trees, Christmas balls in the trees, and Nellie's in the house losing her mind about it because, you know, Mars is her person and she's not feeling it. So that's why she's out there having such a fit. Our big news, of course, is that we got to spend the weekend in Boise watching Matea graduate from college. So extremely exciting stuff. And so she graduated with her bachelor's degree in psych with a minor in family studies. And the game plan is to go on from here to grad school in occupational therapy. So that's what she's doing. And she's very scared about grad school, about being able to afford it and the amount of loans she's going to have to take out. And so she's, you know, understandably pretty nervous about it. That's kind of the way it is in our world these days. It's very expensive to live on planet Earth and very expensive to go to college. However, I think it's worth it. It'll be worth it to her. And I know she'll get there. But yeah, lots of worries, you know, when it comes to adulting and things. But what can you do, right? Want to say hi to everybody in the chat. Hi to Tara, Sid, Sherry, Pamela, Jane, Laurie, other Pamela. We've got two Pamelas in the house. Yeah, Maya. Absolutely. So yeah, very exciting. So I was going to show you a few pictures from graduation. Here she is. It was really fun. Of course, me and Scott and Micah and Mars were there. And then my sister, Christy, and her wife, Rhonda, and their son, Mike, came down, as well as my niece, Mia, and nephew, Jack. And then they had a good representation of their friends. My kids have quite the friend group that they roll with that are just, you know, their family away from family. And they were all there. We had a huge row. And it's all these giant boys. It's so funny because Matt's not even 5 feet tall. She's like 4'11 on a good day. However, in her picture, she was wearing some real big heels. But anyway, Micah and his friends are all well over 6 feet. Some of their friends are 6'5 to 6'7. They are just these enormous men. And so Matea is always surrounded by all of these giant men. She's so little. It makes me laugh. But anyway, so we have all these huge boys on our row, and their goal is to be the loudest ones in the arena when they yell for her. And, well, by God, judging by the looks we got from everyone, I'm going to say maybe they were. But in this picture, if you notice, and lots of people brought flowers for her, which I thought was really sweet. But if you notice in this picture, she has a teal tassel or a teal cord. And the teal cord is something that the college gives to students that are first gen graduates. So on my side of the family, that's not the case. But on Scott's side of the family, there has never been a bachelor's degree. So it's a big deal. She didn't even care about getting the first gen tassel. And I was like, or cord, school emailed her and told her they were giving her that and they'd like her to come and get it. And she's like, nah, that's no big deal to me. I don't care. And I'm like, are you kidding? That is a big deal. And it's a big deal to me. I was like, please get it. I made her do it. I know. That's who I am. But I think that's amazing. I do. In fact, her grandpa didn't even graduate from high school, didn't even get his GED. And so for her to go on and gain her bachelor's degree, to me, that is a big deal. So good on her and congrats to Matt. I'll just show you a couple of more pictures from graduation. Mars and Mia, Mars would kill me. Sure, her eyes are shut. Sucks to suck, Mars. I don't know what to tell you. And us with Miss Matt. Pretty fun day. Very exciting. We also just had a super fun weekend. There's a mall in Meridian, Idaho, outside of Boise, we call it the Fancy Mall. It's an open air, has all these cool streets and cobblestone stuff, and they have a skating rink in the middle and all these cool bars and like open air fire pits and stuff. It's just cool. And at Christmas time, they decorate that place up to the nines. So we spent one evening traipsing around the Fancy Mall. Sensi World Headquarters is there in Meridian, and Sensi puts up an unbelievable Christmas display. The Sensi campus is huge, many acres, and it's like a giant park, and it's just full of lights, and there's this giant light tunnel and all of this light display stuff. Beautiful. So, of course, we went through there. We had to go to Trader Joe's because, for Christ's sake, we don't have one. So if you ever want something from Trader Joe's, you better get it when you're in Boise. Because otherwise, you're not getting anything. Doesn't that suck? How do we not have a Trader Joe's? Anyway, so of course, we had to go to TJ's. and various other shopping and playing. But it was a super fun weekend. Yeah. Yeah. Right, Sid, it is a needed field. When she was in high school, she got her CNA because her goal had been to be an RN, to be a nurse. So she got her CNA when she was a junior and immediately started working at a nursing home here in town. And it took her about 5 minutes to realize that she absolutely did not want to be a nurse. however, working at the nursing home, the CNAs were able to work sometimes as occupational therapy assistants and work with the OT there. And she loved it and went, you know what? This is what I want to do. Though she really wants to work pediatric, not necessarily geriatric, but she could. She's really, really good with elderly folks. But I am so sorry. Is Nellie killing you guys? There's not a thing I can do about it, but just know she's fine. She's just watching Mars out the window and crying her eyes out because she wants to go out there with her. This is my life. At any rate, so that's why she decided she wanted to do OT. So anyway, that's the goal. So we'll see. But at any rate, and luckily, there's a brand new OT school that just opened in Boise 2 years ago that isn't even full yet. So she had already talked to admissions and sent over her grades, and they suggested one more class to take this last semester, which she did do, to have absolutely everything so she'd be ready to start. I think she's good to go. Now she's just a little worried about paying for it. But again, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do and you can get going. she'll be fine. Yeah. It is a huge deal. You're right, Jessica. Her grandpa would tell her that for sure. Yeah. For sure. Jane said, a few of my cross-country stops were mapped into Trader Joe's stores. Right? Hell yes. They did not have most of what I needed this time, though. This is, let me tell you the stupidest thing. You cannot buy olive tamponade where I live. Why? Where's the olive tamponade? I don't know of a single store in my area that has it. Isn't that weird? Anyway, but I love olive tamponade. So I always buy that at Trader Joe's. And I always buy the dill pickle chips because they're the best thing in the world. And some of my family loves the cookie butter, especially the crunchy, and they're actually discontinuing it. So Trader Joe's, why? Anyway, they didn't have any of those things this time. Okay, then. I don't know. I don't know why. But we do love Trader Joe's for sure. Yes, they have great prices on flowers. Agreed. Well, and also at Christmas time, you can get the Kringle. Do you guys ever buy the Kringle in there? It's this giant Danish pastry thing that's like this big around that's full of almond paste. That is unbelievable. You put it in the oven for a few minutes. You absolutely have to have a cup of coffee with it because it's really sweet and rich. But Mars and I cut ours into several portions and we're just baking a little bit of it every day this week for breakfast. But that's pretty awesome. Ah, Tiffany said there's a Trader Joe's where she moved recently. Yes. Yeah. I don't know why we don't have one. It's silly. Oh, Laurie said her grandmother dropped out in fourth grade and didn't go any further. Yeah, it's kind of, it's a lot more normal back then, I think. And also, you know, life required what life required. And here we are, right? But anyway, so that's what's up around here. Mars is home now for a month. Matt will be home in a couple of days. Michael will be home on Friday. Though Michael only gets to come home for about 4 days. He's going to have to get back and go to work pretty quick. So that kind of sucks. But at any rate, we've got lots of fun plans. We are in charge of Christmas Eve, which we typically are. And we have so many fun plans. I love doing the Christmas Eve part. That's always ours. And last year, I had noticed online this game that people were playing where they had taken a whole bunch of red Solo cups and just laid them out on a table. And underneath each cup was a prize of some sort or nothing. And so I had Scott 3D print a whole bunch of pickles and a whole bunch of cherries. And I went to the liquor store and I bought the boozy pickles and the boozy cherries. Have you ever had these, the moonshine ones? Oh, they're an experience. Anyway, and then I bought some bottles of, like, the mini bottles of booze and a bunch of chocolate and money. And so we laid out this huge table. So when it's your turn, you just pick a cup and what's under it, you get. And if there's nothing, you get nothing. But if you got a pickle, you had to eat one of those awful pickles. Or if you got a cherry, you had to eat one of the cherries. Now, if you're wondering what about the kids, we do have a few kids in our family that aren't old enough to drink. And so if they got one of the alcohol-based prizes, then of course they got to trade it in with me for money. So we had so much fun doing that last year that I'm like, I want to do that again, but I want to do more. So I saw this other one that looked like so much fun. So on the table, like longwise, you put tape, like every foot, like cut your table in, I don't know, something like 8 spots. And then you put a gift at each one of those spots. And then you roll out a roll of toilet paper to the end of it. And you put a full glass, a full wine glass of a drink there. So when it's your turn, you have to sit at the end of the table and try and roll up the toilet paper and not spill the water or the wine or the whatever, the beverage. If you do, then the toilet paper will break. Wherever the toilet paper breaks, whatever gift you're at, then that's the gift you get. Or if you're not at a gift, then you don't get anything. But that looked like a ton of fun that I saw people playing. So we're going to do that. And then Micah had a game plan too that is kind of He explained it a few times. I still don't really know. Finally, I said, what do I need to provide? He said, gifts. I said, I can do that. So anyway, we have lots of games planned. We also do our jammy exchange. We do this every year. So in September or October, we draw for jammies. And then you have to, bring jammies for your jammy person. And then that's the first thing we do is we all open jammies and go change. So we spend the whole night in pajamas. This year, Mars drew my brother-in-law, Justin, and Justin drew Mars. And Justin is Kara's husband. He is a big kid that just has a ton of fun with the kids. And anyway, so he and Mars made a plan to do matching jammies since they drew each other. So anyway, that's going to be funny as hell. But and the jammies are fun. Sometimes people, get like the giant, like Care Bears or sloths or big birds or whatever. And sometimes it's just regular pajamas. But anyway, that's fun. But it's also this year we're doing a Mexican feast. So I have ordered tamales. We ordered tamales from a local family. I like to do this. And they wanted a deposit, which is fine. We were ordering 3 dozen tamales. I'd want a deposit too. So we tried to Venmo him and they said they didn't have Venmo. So we met this guy in a bank parking lot one night last week after he got off work and like exchanged money. It was a drug deal for tamales. It just made me laugh. But anyway, so that's what's going down here as far as Christmas is concerned. But I am super, super excited for Christmas Eve. We just have so much fun. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited for our games. I'm trying to decide if we want to do any more like physical games. I don't know who dreams up these games. I am mostly just stealing stuff I'm finding on the internet. Right? Who knows how long that game's going to last. I thought maybe because I think Mia might bring her boyfriend this year. And if she does, that'll make 18 of us. We're a big crew. And so I thought with that game, I might just kind of keep replacing gifts on the table for a minute because there's a bunch of us. But I'm excited. So what I need to do still is go to the dollar store and pick up a few things. I always want to put some gifts in there that are, like deodorant, enemas, pregnancy tests, the good stuff. Because who doesn't want to get that? Oh, we're also having a joke off. That's the other thing we're doing that I'm super excited about. I told everybody to come with about 8 jokes because we're going to have a joke challenge where you have to stand, face to face with your opponent and tell them a joke and they tell you a joke and whoever laughs first loses, Have you seen these online? I'm so excited. But I'm not I got to work on my jokes because the ones I've found so far, some of them are just not, they're not clean enough for the whole family. I mean, we're not we're not the language police by any stretch, but in fact, at the kids' house the other night after graduation, they were all going downtown to go do a big bar hop thing, but they were pre-gaming at the house, at Matea's house. And at one point, one of her friends walked over to me, this adorable girl that's a 5th grade teacher, and she said, "Are you mad at me?" And I said, "No, why would I be mad at you?" And she said, "I cursed in front of you, and that was really disrespectful." And I was like, "You did?" I didn't even notice. But one of the other kids' friends laughed so hard. He said, "Have you ever had a conversation with her?" He said, "I don't think she's offended by cursing." Anyway, how funny is that? But Sherry said, "Telestrations is the best game for up to 10. No one wins. We just make fun of everyone's drawings." I like that. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, somebody has to win an enema. Come on, man. Yeah, some hemorrhoid cream, maybe, I'm not above poop humor at all. I'm right there with it. Oh, Jessica said, "Our family is over 30. That's just immediate." See, we'll get there because all these kids are becoming young adults now. We're going to start having littles in this family in no time. And I'm actually so excited for that. I really am. We need some babies in this family, goddammit. Anyway, so that's Christmas Eve. That's what's coming. I'm so excited for the joke off. I cannot wait. I'm really, really hoping that we get some really funny jokes. I hope most people participate. I'm going to send out a text today and remind everybody. They're going to be like, why is Aunt Kate doing this to us? Because I want to beat you with the joke off. That's why. Some of those kids, they're going to be so easy to beat, man. All you got to do is just embarrass them a little bit and it's over. Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Well, do you want to see what I'm giving away today? You know you do. I have full kiln going right now and I'm so excited and nervous because who waits until 6 days before Christmas to put something in the kiln that is a Christmas gift for multiple people in the family that they've never made before? Yeah, that's me. That's me. So these are either going to work and they'll be phenomenal or they're not. And I'm going to be running to the store trying to figure out what the hell to do. So one way or another. Yeah. Oh, JR said, reminds me of how Idaho bought the injections for the death row executions in a parking lot, right? Yeah, pretty much, except for tamales wise and begging this guy a little bit. Please, please remember that we do not want them very spicy. 2 years ago, Kara ordered the tamales and they were so hot we couldn't even eat them. We are wimps. We are gringo white people that cannot handle heat. We're ridiculous. Oh, my God. They were delicious, but oh, my God. I'm ridiculous. And Jessica said, we play cards against humanity. Oh, us too. 31 and Uno, which becomes a full contact sport. That tracks. All right. Well, let's get into it. I'm going to give away 3 bottles of honey, of our honey. So a bottle of vanilla bean, a bottle of lavender, if you can see it, a bottle of rose. So excited about that. We worked so hard last week to refill all of the honey because it was practically gone. In fact, we went to a fair last weekend and didn't even take honey. We didn't have any to take. Yep. Jane said it comes out as hot as it goes in. Me no likey. Amen, sister. Okay. I have this darling tarot bag. This is one that I designed and pressed. And a little set of Rider-Waite tarot cards with it. And this darling tarot bag. With a bag of chakra stone cards. Now, Scott donated to the cause 2 rings. So this one, this is a kyanite ring. I'm going to show you a picture too because that's hard to see. It's a little bit bigger. It's a 10. So if you have bigger fingers, it'll be great for you. It could be a good thumb ring if you don't. Or it could be a man's ring for sure. But it is really pretty. And then the smaller ring, it's a 6. And I have to remember. He says, oh, carnelian. I can't read. It's a carnelian ring. So, of course, these are both rings that Scott made. I had already gone into the tote where we keep these things and taking a couple of these out. Scott said, you can do a ring. I was like, oh, I did too. I already took them. And then I am so excited. I'm so excited I get to give you a glass pendant that I made. So this came out of the kiln last week, I think. And I am in love. So it's hard to see, but I'll show you a picture. But I'm so excited. This is from one of my very first glass projects ever. I'm really excited to give this away this year because I love it, but also to see what I do in this next year as I get better. And that's kind of exciting. So let me show pictures of everything since these ring lights are, they do great on making sure you have good lighting and your face shows up well, but damn, they make it hard to show you things. All right, there's my necklace. I love it so much. There's the Kyanite ring. And the chakra cards. And the carnelian ring. Yes! So that's what the giveaways are. And then, of course, I'm also going to give 2 10-minute readings over at 12listen.com. So that's the other thing that you could potentially win. So, as always with the giveaway show, all you have to do is have commented in the chat room. And as long as you've done that, then you are considered. So, Scott is in the background. And he will be the one in charge of drawing and letting me know who wins. So, that's how it will work. All right, I'm going to put a link to Luminous in the chat room. We can take a quick look at that. Of course, Luminous is the magazine that I publish with the help of my friends around here. And I always like to run through that quickly if there's anything in there that I want to make sure you saw. Oh, I didn't realize I left that picture up all this time. You've been staring at that picture of my wrinkly hand. Okay, I'm going to share my screen. All right. Had to go with an old world Saint Nick for the cover. Isn't that a cool picture? Loved it. All right. I called this the Yuletide Blessings. Whether you do celebrate or you don't celebrate, or you celebrate something entirely different, I hope that within this week, which may be wild and chaotic in your world, that you can find some things to be happy with or to relax with. Hopefully you can have a few quiet moments this week to just soak up the energy of the season. Especially because, of course, the winter solstice is in just 2 days. And so if you celebrate the solstice or Yule, that's coming right on up. I always like to have a fire, just a small fire in our fire pit over Yule or on the solstice. And sometimes it's just too hard, you know. It's too snowy and I can't get to it. But this year we hardly have any snow. We're cold as hell, but we have a skiff of snow and that's it. So I'm hoping I can have a little fire. All right. My article is about the evolution of Santa. Who the hell is he? Well, there is a mix of cultures and traditions that kind of make up Santa. And then of course his counterpart, opposite Krampus, or other terms, of course. But it was the 4th century, a guy named Saint Nicholas. He was this generous guy who was known for gift giving and being kind. And then fast forward to medieval Europe, and the feast of Saint Nicholas that happened on December 6th became a gift giving holiday. We also know that the Romans were all about giving gifts at Saturnalia. But in the 19th century, the Dutch named Saint Nick Santa Claus, for Sinterklaas. Now, the picture we think of when you say Santa in the red suit with, of course, the long white hair and the long white beard, that really came from Coke. There are a lot of different effigies of Santa or looks at what Santa would look like until Coca-Cola, in their big advertising campaign in the 30s, really turned out the Santa in the red suit that's become really traditional. Now, of course, the North Pole was also a story in the 20th century that got us thinking about elves in the North Pole, making all the toys, of course. And then, of course, the night before Christmas gave us the reindeer. And then, in the 20th century, thanks to the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and then, of course, the movie, Rudolph joined the crew of the reindeer. So that, in a small nutshell, is where it all comes from. Kev resonates with Krampus. Me too. I would love to go to Europe for a Krampus festival sometime. Does that not just look like the funnest? The videos I have seen of the Krampus parades, my God. To hell with Christmas. I want to go to the Krampus parade. For sure. Kelly has bitchstrology for the week. Another significant week. Well, of course, Mercury is retrograde. And that's going to keep adding to the wildness. But she said Wednesday, Vesta, the goddess of the sacred flame, moves into Gemini. She's about dedication, sacrifice, devotion, and passion for service. Gemini is a very intellect-based sign with a ton of mental energy. So this transit can inspire Geminis a lot. Yes. She said, I will be happy to have some of that energy. Thank you. Damn right. Thursday, of course, the sun enters Capricorn as we celebrate the winter solstice. So happy birthday to the Caps. And of course, this is the shortest day and longest night of the year. And it brings about the winter solstice, which is a very introspective, quiet time. Yeah. Yes, there's Krampus parades. There used to be one here, but I think Healing Hands used to do one, but I think she stopped this last year. I know. I've always wanted to, like, buy a costume and go, like, march in the Krampus parade. I just, when it's that cold outside, my legs, they're not very friendly anyway. And then to have to, like, walk through a cold parade, I realized I'm probably not a candidate for that. I could, like, you know, just sit on a chair, though, and, you know, throw candy at kids or something, like, aggressively. My tip this week is the winter solstice candle magic. You'll need a blue chime candle, a silver chime candle, candle holders, and peppermint essential oil. All you got to do is whisper your prayers and affirmations into the candles, anoint them with oil, and light them. Then meditate for a little while with your candles, visualizing your solstice prayers. Always let the candle burn all the way down to release those prayers to the universe. Simple enough. Christy's energy exercise this week is the divine spark. Whether you need a divine spark or a kick in the ass, well, she'll give you the divine spark anyway. Lots of crime, of course, over at True Crime Squad, you know. Anita brings us Blessed Mother Mary, 'tis the season. Jamie John has a brand new video about Mercury in retrograde, relationships from the past come back. Yeah. You had any of that? I've had a lot of clients this last week or so experiencing some of that. It's pretty wild. And then over at Planet Meditation, I do have 4 brand new meditations here and more than that over there for the week. But lots of new stuff going on over there. And of course, Planet Meditation is my meditation channel on YouTube. Yeah. And that is luminous. Definitely a Zoom parade. That would be interesting. I want to be there. Maybe I could have Scott like 3D print me a bunch of little like horrifying Krampus dolls I could hand out to kids. This is all about scaring kids, apparently. I am a monster. I don't know why. Some of the Krampuses kind of look like shriveled up little old grandmas with like really mean faces. I'm here for that too. Maybe that's the grandma I am going to be. I don't know. Oh, Tiffany said, I love the Trader Joe's peppermint bark in the tin can. Oh my, nice. I love that Trader Joe's has all of that jingle jangle stuff. Like they have holiday jingle jangle and then they have like just regular time jingle jangle. But if you ever watched Riverdale, the jingle jangle was, oh, for God's sake, we've got a troll in the chat. Ashley, Tarot Shell. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Anyway, if you watched Riverdale, and you probably didn't, but if you did, Riverdale, the drug that people were hooked on and that they were selling and that was like the little drug mafia in their town was called Jingle Jangle. So every time I go into Trader Joe's and see the Jingle Jangle, it just makes me laugh. I know. Okay. I know. We apparently could have had a Trader Joe's show where all we did is just talk about what we love at Trader Joe's and what Trader Joe's does that pisses us off. Because, you know, all of this discontinuing stuff, who do they think they are? One thing I have learned about Trader Joe's is that the prettier the wine bottle is, the worse the wine is. Do not buy the fancy bottle stuff because it is swill. But you'll have a pretty bottle when it's over. That's what I know. Okay. Jane said, you could make bank selling Krampus online. It's huge here. They have a bar hop Krampus day in San Francisco. Yeah. See, I think Scott printed this really cool head that he was going to make a Yeti out of or a Bigfoot out of for our Halloween display. And then he never got to it. But it could have been a Krampus. It was so freaking cool. So I tried to get him to make a Krampus out of it for this time of year. But poor Scott is, there's only so many hours in the day. I mean, I get it, but. I agree, though, Jane. I think there should just be a whole Krampus. Maybe I need like a whole Krampus Etsy store that is just all Krampus stuff, right? We could do this. Yes. Yep. Long-term New Yorkers are Krampus at heart. That's funny. Okay. Sherry also doesn't live near Trader Joe's. Wow, I hear you. Rude and dumb as hell. Okay, well, I think we better start giving some things away. So I'm going to go check my list and check it twice. You know why I'm in such a good mood? Besides that it's the giveaway show, which I love. I'm so relieved to have that damn kiln loaded. Why do I do these things to myself? Why do I plan on making things that are harder, that are above my skill set? Why? It's going to work out. It's going to be fine. I just know it. I'm an idiot. No, I'm kidding. But see, now the kiln is finally up and running, and it'll be a good 12 hours or maybe not till morning before I can even open the kiln to see if I sunk or swam. We'll find out. Oh, good Lord. Someday I will get my shit together. I mean that. Alrighty. Well, okay. I need to go to my list. Okay. He says we're doing rings first. All righty. So, just wanted to make sure that he had gotten both chats in here. Yes. Oh, Karen said I was in a Trader Joe's in California that had a closeout on wine. There was an ex-wife that won the wine collection and sold it to Trader Joe's. What? Hey, Lynn. Okay, so on the rings. All right, so the kyanite ring. That's this guy. That is going to Karen. Karen M. I'm not supposed to say your last names on the air for a good reason. So, Karen, this is yours. So here's how this works. After the show or now, it doesn't matter. Just send me a private message with your address. Or if I give you something you don't want, or then let me know. Karen, this ring is big. It's a 10. I love it. It's beautiful. If you have a use for it, great. If you want to wear it on your thumb or if your fingers, I could wear it probably. But if you can't and it's way too big for you, just drop me a note and I'll find you something smaller. I do have smaller rings. I just this is what I grabbed because I loved it. So let me know. But yes, you want a ring. And the other ring is going to Miss Laurie. It's a six. And I know you are an itty bitty, so I'm assuming a six will fit you just fine. But it's a little six carnelian. Okay. So again, please send me your addresses. I will need them. Okay. All right. Sorry, communicating with Scott. I should have made him sit in here next to me. You know that? I really should have. Now, on the readings, I'll do those very last, but on the readings, just send me your one to listen username when we're done. Here's how the readings will work. They're 10-minute readings. I will send you those today, and you'll have 7 days to use them. So if you don't use them during this time, there's nothing I can do about that. I'm not allowed to keep resending them anymore. And so if I send it and you use it, great. If you don't, that's just kind of how it goes. So that's all. Okay. All right, I think he is trying to do honey next. All right. Okay. So, the vanilla bean honey is going to Jane. Jane, vanilla bean honey. I hope you love it. It's also the serum of good luck. The rose honey is going to Kev. It is also the elixir of enchanted love. And the woodland fairy draught of joy and happiness, which is also the lavender honey, is going to Tiffany. So again, just be sure that you send me your address, especially you guys that have moved since the last giveaway show. Send it to me anyway, because who knows? We don't know. You don't know what's going on in here. Okay. All right. Let me commune with Scott here. Okay. All righty. He wants to do tarot. Okay. So the feather tarot, that's this feather tarot bag with the chakra cards are going to Tara. Yay. And the dragonfly set with the Rider-Waite cards are going to Sherry. Okay. All righty, let me come back to the chat room here. It is beautiful for tease for sure. No. Yes to you, Miss Ma'am. Okay. Oh, well, why? Why you gotta be spamming my chat? Come on, man. Why does this happen? I got him. Wild. Why are people like this? Oh, Tara said she's doing her Christmas wrapping while listening. Nice. That's what I've got. I haven't wrapped a single thing. I ordered a bunch of gift bags on Amazon. My kids are actually pretty good about wrapping, though. Usually I can like lay out a whole, like, here's some, not your Christmas, but someone else's, wrap all of it. They're pretty good for doing that. So it'll be okay, I think. I hope. Okay. All righty. So let's do the glass pendant. Get Scott on that one. And of course, this is the pendant that came out of my kiln that I'm so damn proud of and excited about. It's really probably not that good. It's just good to me because it's amazing. The process of making these is amazing. It is good. What am I saying? This is damn good. Okay, Scott, who's it going to? Pamela Snow. She is yours. Yay. I'm so happy. She's going to come on this serpentine chain. That's, what is this chain? I think it's a 21 inch, but you might want to change it to something bigger. I don't know. You decide. However you like to wear necklaces. One thing I like about it is pretty light because, you know, those of us that are spoonies, we can't do big heavy things because, well, we're wimps and they hurt. But I think it'll be okay. It's not super heavy. So, yay. Okay. Oh, I did it again. All right, just checking up with the other chat room here quick. Karen, my honor. Absolutely. Oh, she said it was very nice wine. I am such a. Well, okay. I was going to say I'm such a wimp with wine. What's really true with wine is that in my 20s, I ended up with alcohol poisoning from a wine tasting because I didn't know how to do a wine tasting. I did too much tasting, in other words. I did too much swallowing. And that could be a horrible, that's what she said joke. I didn't make that joke. Kevin, stop it. I didn't make that joke. You know I didn't. Anyway, yeah, it was humiliating. I was horribly sick. It cost me $2,000 at the emergency room. So on that note, I couldn't drink red wine for ever, like 10 years. I couldn't stand the thought of it, the smell of it, the taste of it, anything. So I've pretty much stuck to really light white wines. I'm a Moscato stan, more than anything. But at any rate,
So for me, like very nice wine would probably translate into no way in hell can I drink this. Experienced wine tasting. Yeah. I was an inexperienced taster. Very. Oh no. Kev said, same thing happened to me with white rum in 10th grade. Oh no. Oh, that's so bad. Thank you, Laurie. On the beach. Oh, well, at least you were on the beach. I was in some crappy hotel, and then we went to Denny's to eat to try to not have alcohol poisoning anymore. And that's where I lost all consciousness. You guys, it was so bad. So embarrassing. Scott said I was never allowed in that Denny's again, but he's making that up. All righty. Well, we have two more things to give away, and they are the 10-minute readings. So, just checking. It looks like he's got us ready for that. So, the first 10-minute reading goes to Pamela G. So, Pamela S won the necklace, just to be clear. And Pamela G won a 10-minute reading with me on Want to Listen. So, just send me your username, my friend, and I will send you over your minutes. The other person that won a 10-minute reading over at Want to Listen is Miss Sid. So, Sid, just send me your username, and I will get that sent over to you. Very cool. Yes. Yes, it said that must be why the wineries in Northern California used little mini wine glasses that were the cutest little wine glasses. I had a nice collection. Well, people were drinking and spitting, right? I didn't do any of that. It was also the very end, and the people like wanted to go home, and so they were filling your glass to the top. Like, I blame them. I do. Was it my finest hour? No, it was not. It was just not at all. It was awful. And the woman in the nurse in the ER was a girl I went to high school with that I hated in high school. That made it even worse. It made it even worse because there I was, peeing my pants, yelling about politics, and drunk as hell. The reason it happened, to be clear, but I should explain a little more. I had to have surgery when I was in high school that made it so that I can't throw up because I was missing that upper sphincter in your stomach that holds your food down. So, yeah. So it was like just nonstop heartburn and like lesions in my esophagus and icky stuff. It's a birth defect. So anyway, I had to have the surgery to fix it, and that made it so that I couldn't throw up. I still can't throw up. I'm 46 now. But so I couldn't throw up. But the doctor told my husband, he's like, most people would have just thrown up and been fine. Since she can't throw up, that's why this happened. So I've had to be more careful in the future, because by God, that's never happening again, ever, ever. All righty. Well, you guys, that I think is it. I think we've done it. So again, if you won, please message me with your deets so that I can get it in the mail to you. Oh, Karen. Oh, kamikazes did it to Karen. Yukon Jack. Oh, Jack. Yukon Jack and lime juice. Oh, good Lord. Yep. And once it's done it to you, you're all done. You're all done. You will maybe never be able to drink that thing again. Yeah. Due to a camping incident, none of us can drink Goldschlager anymore. Anyway, that's all. Hi, Tay. How are you? Yeah, hi and bye, huh? Well, you guys, again, this is my last show of the year, so I'll be back. Not next week, but the next, right after the first. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful holiday. Please remember that I am a professional psychic advisor over at onetolisten.com. And I'll be there every day, of course. Might not be here on the air, but I will be over there every day. So if you need anything, come and see me. And some of you guys have already started picking up your 12-month readings. And you can do that, or you can wait and do them after the first of the year. They'll be available all the way through January. So you can do whatever you want with those. But that's how it's going to work. But that's what's up. So I want to thank you very much for being a part of my extended family, for being a part of my inner circle. I appreciate you guys more than words will ever say. And thanks for coming to the giveaway show. This is super fun. I love it. All righty. Well, I hope that you do have a wonderful holiday, however you choose to celebrate or don't choose to celebrate. Totally up to you. But I love you guys. I'm grateful for you. Thank you. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.